Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. My name is Charlie Niemeyer, and I'll be your host today. Merry Christmas, if you happen to be listening to this on the day it comes out and you celebrate. Otherwise, you know, hi. This is the final season or series of Power Rangers that to not have a holiday episode until we get to Cosmic Fury. So it's ironic that this episode's coming out on Christmas Day. In any event, let's jump right into our next episode. We're going to be watching the 10th episode of Power Rangers RPM, Ranger Blue, which, as I recall, starts off with a pretty funny scene that everyone seems to enjoy as their favorite, and it actually plays into the rest of the episode, and I think later into the series as well some. But in any event, let's jump right into it, and we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go! Ranger Blue was the 10th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on May 2nd, 2009, written by Madeline Paxton and directed by Charlie Haskell. They've all got questions. Ziggy has two.
Right there? The front of our Zords.
They are not eyes. They're optical field scanning sensors for your cockpit's A2D display.
Well, they look like... Well, they look like...
They look like eyes. Big, googly anime eyes.
Next.
Sometimes when I morph, I can't help but notice this gigantic explosion right behind me for no apparent reason.
I assume you're referring.
Like Scott's like, hey, yeah, I noticed it too.
It's necessary to clear the suit's biofield channels during the morph.
I'm referring to the 6-story-high fireballs, like that one, right there. Now, could that happen to me in the kitchen or something?
When we morph, is it absolutely 100% necessary that we scream RPM getting gear at the top of our lungs?
That's a very good point. Some of us out there are trying to impress chicks. it's definitely not helping.
The vocal call-out is a voice recognition safety and security measure.
Well, maybe we can have a bit of a change.
A change?
Rangers to the Rescue or Ranger Justice Unleashed, maybe?
Justice is an abstract ideological concept. We deal with tangible realities, not justice. You want justice? Read a comic book. Next.
And that takes us to our flashback for today. And that will take us to our flashback for today. Rebel Justice Unleashed. Hey, how about that? He's losing terribly. He didn't react till he had finished turning around. Aww.
London boy, what were you thinking?
I was thinking I could help.
And look what that got.
Wouldn't that be where the Ranger Blue would have shot at, been on the screen? That was kind of weird.
Remember that? Well, you think you're one of these superheroes? Out of one of your silly comics. What are you gonna do with your life, son? Dance around in silly colored tights. Trust me, son. There's no such thing as superheroes.
Shield breach. Industrial District Zone 7.
Oh, we've actually got the big guys out today. Interesting. And that thing, a tank. For once, it would be nice to get this done before you know who gets here. Sorry, Tanaya. You're too late. You know, in the first 10 episodes, it's been exceptionally rare for all five to show up at the same place at the same time to fight the bad guys. Alright, I think Ika Darvill is probably our best stunt fighter. Although, Ziggy's not terrible. He's... this one is... nah. He could be tough if he wants to be, but... I don't know, he seems a little stiff still. I think they're gonna morph now. How come the original three, when they close their morpher, it makes a noise and has a special effect? When the other two close their morphers, nothing. Hey, there's the one! Whoops. Pay attention, dude. And this feels so good to say. You're the ones who are too late. Come on! We gotta stop that thing from... well, from whatever it is it's gonna do! Yeah! That's a good point.
Brooding bad boy. Green is the clown and yellow, well, she's the girl. So what are you supposed to be?
I'm Scottish. Oh, okay. We haven't had one of those before, so it's pretty cool that he's filling that role. Man, this season is not doing a very good job of hiding the rubber wood. Yeah, you ran out of juice, dude. Five seconds are up, dude. Oh, and since I was commenting on it before, Tanaya's... It's hard to tell, Oh, cool. Oh, his isn't working for some reason. He's just stuck. He can't move. Anyway, what I was saying is it's hard to tell with her because it's hard to tell who is stunty and who is not because of the thing on her face. Oh, I like how he's wearing blue and a blue tie and stuff even before he becomes a ranger.
Flynn McAllister, police officer.
Flynn, we can't arrest him. He's a mayor's son. Look, it doesn't matter what he's done. They'll have your job.
Whoops.
International aid volunteer.
Flynn, the central office is ordering us to evacuate immediately. Troops are raiding villages up and down the river.
Yeah, and what about them? Right, they can't just evacuate. They live here.
Flynn, you know the rules. We can't interfere in the affairs of the local people.
Interfere in local affairs? Are you
what?
Daft, man? We just built an organic tennis racket factory in the middle of their village.
Factory. Organic tennis rackets?
The underprivileged indigenous people of this region for generations to come.
What more can we do?
It's a good day to die, eh, boys?
He said die, number one. And two, what? Oh, my gosh. And he's out.
Deed goes unpunished.
What in the world, Flynn? Flynn! Flynn! Come on! Flynn! Flynn!
Flynn! He's not responding!
Fall back! Focus on protecting Blue!
This has been a really long fight, by the way. I'm actually kind of getting bored of it at this point, right?
Teamwork, but you just gave me and my attack bot time to make our dramatic exit.
Hey, they still have to Megazord, don't they? Hey, it worked.
I may be a simple mechanic, but I'm still a mechanic.
Very well. Due to the blue color series time field manipulation properties, many of the series' basic system elements exist in a fourth dimensional field where time is suspended. Because time does not move forward on this plane of existence, there is a buildup of runoff energy that can reverse the polarity in the electron field channeled through your suit during morph cartridge injection sequences.
Okay, can we say that again? But
oh, yeah, simple.
That was layman's terms. All you need to know is that Series Blue is offline until I can figure out a way to divert all excess energy runoff.
Offline? With that thing still out there, what am I supposed to do then?
Nothing, Ranger Blue. Absolutely nothing. Do you think you can handle that?
No, we've already learned that he can't. That lady's accent changes from like Australian or New Zealand to Scottish. Under the warehouse. Two major seismic fault lines run under Corinth City. Benjax used that attack box to drill into fault line one this morning, sucking out enough molten magma to power it up to an enormous size. If the attack bot were able to drill into the second fault line and deposit the lava there, then it would throw off the pressure balance of the two faults, triggering a volcanic eruption big enough to destroy the entire city. Is Dr. K echoing because she's that close? Black and green, you're patrolling close to what could be Benjax's target. Never mind. She's not echoing now. Oh, hey, look. There it is. In front of the food court from last season. Rangers Black and Green maintain visual on the target. Red and Yellow are on the way. Better hurry, Doc. It looks like that thing just found what it was looking for. Rangers Black and Green, I'm down morphing the clock carrier to you now. If that attack bot succeeds in drilling to the fault line, Vengex will have won. An off-screen morph. That's actually kind of cool. Your suit won't work without clearing the energy buildup. Trust me, I built it. Please, my little girl. Her name's Penny. She's only 5 years old. See, she sounds New Zealandish. He'll go get her. He's a hero. That's used more than once sound effect for horns. Uh-oh. Oh, he saved a little girl. Who was not surprised, though? Oh, that's cool. That's the second time I've heard the word die in this episode. What is going on? Oh, they even ran over it. Nice. And now we're back in the first episode again. Ooh.
He is telling you that superheroes don't exist. Turns out the whole time I was looking at one.
Aww. However, in the first episode, I believe at this point, he was talking to somebody about how he's not allowed to go back out again. He's like, I'm going to do it again. I don't think you're supposed to notice that this is the same area that they did a bunch of stuff in, a bunch of fights in Jungle Fury. Uh-oh. So, where is he and how is he talking to her through the radio?
About reversing the electron polarity. Flynn?
That's a Doctor Who reference, by the way. Always talking about reversing the polarity of the neutron flow. It's a famous, classic Third Doctor thing. Oh, he reversed the thing. They were not behind him when he morphed and it first exploded. It worked. Whatever. Let's do it. While the signs haven't changed, I'm also pretty sure this is the court that they used to have, do a lot of fights in during Mystic Force. But somehow didn't spend much time in during... She's confused. It ended up didn't see this, seeing this court much during Operation Overdrive, I don't think. Dr. K is so lost on this, it's kind of funny. Have they been getting hit by that lava this whole time? Wait a minute, that was a Ranger exclusive cockpit shot.
I have just one question for you, Ranger Series Blue. Who taught you to be a mechanic anyway?
That looks like the green car that Superman crashes in the first on the cover of Action Comics number 1. Aww, Dad's a fan. So I am about 110% convinced, and by 110 I mean like 80, that when we had the screen go completely black there at the near the beginning, that's where it was supposed to say the title of the episode, and for some reason it's not here. What I'm watching here is taken directly from the DVDs that were released back in the day in the big box sets. I don't know what that is about. I don't know if that is visible if you watch it on the on YouTube or if you have a newer version of the DVD set, but yeah, for some reason it was not there. That was weird. So this episode we got a Mel Gibson impression, sort of. We got a funny thing, it's funny scene kind of explaining some of the regular Ranger things and the fact that kind of setting up how they're taking such a somewhat goofy Sentai to make this serious show. And we also get backstory on Flynn and original Ranger cockpit footage for this series. I don't know how often the cockpit stuff happens, but considering this is the 10th episode, and I know that there's a whole kerfluffle during the middle of the season involving the original producer having to leave due to going over budget, I can see that... That makes sense. Some of the money went to that. I hope that they're going to use that cockpit more than once. But anyway, there was hardly any Sentai footage in this episode again. Most of the Sentai footage comes from when they're putting the engine cells, or engine souls as it says on screen, into the nitro blaster or nitro sword. And, of course, the Megazord footage. But that's about it. And, most of his stuff, it's American footage or New Zealand footage again. They seem to find a way to get away with it last season. But this season, I think they don't have as much of a budget. So it's interesting to see how, if this changes going forward. But in any event, that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank you all for listening or watching. Next time, we'll be watching the 11th episode of Power Rangers RPM, which is entitled Dr. K. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.